Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Hey guys, I was listening to the Rush Hour last night and Dan Ganane goes, well, hang on. He said something very, very interesting has just happened down in Adelaide. Radio on their sports show.
Something interesting in Adelaide, but no, you say?
They were talking about something in Sydney, of course. Okay, granted. Right. Let's have a listen.
Hey, what about this one? NRL bad boy, Todd Carney.
Oh, yeah. Mr. What was it called?
Bubbling.
Bubbling, yeah.
As we know, his rugby career is well and truly over in this country. No,
did
I haven't.
Did you try it?
No,
you
I haven't.
You curious?
My AFL source sent me a text message saying that GWS CEO Dave Matthews has sounded out Todd Carney about doing a pre-season with GWS.
Go away, you're making it up.
I'm not.
That's not real.
I'm not making this up.
I love this segment, but that's absolute crap.
Yeah, that segment's all about, you know, rumour and innuendo, and they reckon that Toddy Carney. Now, let's just say that the rumour is true, Matty. As a professional rugby league player, do you believe that Todd Carney could do what Izzy couldn't do? Has he got the skill set, the body shape?
He's not that...
Yes, he has the body shape.
Yeah.
He has the body shape. He's thick across the hips. He's got a low centre of gravity. I know a lot of the AFL, they say, look...
He's an excellent kicker.
Got to be tall. He's an excellent kicker, and he's fast and he's agile. He's got those attributes. They obviously look at him and they see serious potential there. Look, I find it, what this highlights above everything is that I tip my hat to GWS. They're doing their best. They've got some really good kids out there and they're making steady progress. There's no doubt about that. But it just shows the urgency of that they are after profile. They really, the moment that Israel walked out of the place and Israel didn't do much as a player, they in fact didn't do anything except give them profile. Mm. Since Israel's walked out, okay, and their results have improved, but their profile has actually gone down.
Yeah.
And they are stuck in a real storm in Sydney at the moment. And the storm has got to do with they're in a rugby league town, but they've also got the Swans across the road that have got Buddy Franklin.
Well, that's why GWS wanted Buddy so badly, because that would have given them the profile to go with the better team performance.
And they were gazumped by the Swans. Mm. So at the moment, you've got the Swans and Buddy Franklin kicking everyone to death, including off the field, kicking GWS to death. Yeah. And I think at the moment, you've got GWS that are after a lot of publicity. They're after anything they get, any sort of profile, and they see Todd Carney. What is the likelihood of it happening? I find it extremely unlikely.
Okay. All right. Because there's publicity and there's publicity. Would you definitely want to be touching Todd at the moment? That's the other thing, you know?
The other thing about Toddy is he's got great aim.
Yeah.
I mean, they spoke about the bubbler thing there. I mean, you know, in that interview. I mean, imagine what the jokes would be once, you know, if he did start a trialing for GWS.
Something tells me Toddy Carney had a fairly thick skin. I don't think that'll worry him too much.
You reckon he can handle it?
I think that wouldn't worry him. I think the greater likelihood is Todd Carney maybe ending up in a European rugby club.
Okay.
Would that leave a bad taste in his mouth?
I'll behave yourself.